That beautiful July morning in Santa Monica changed everything. Walking into my Global Green office, I had no idea a video message from a college friend would transform my life's direction. On my screen was Eric Garner, gasping, "I can't breathe," as police officers choked him to death. Within weeks, I abandoned my stable career without a backup plan to fight police brutality and systemic racism full-time. It wasn't a calculated decision, it was a moral imperative I could no longer ignore. What makes this journey worth sharing isn't just passion, but strategy. While many feel overwhelmed by America's ongoing struggles with racial injustice, climate crisis, and economic inequality, the most common question remains, what can I actually do that matters? The answer lies not in performative outrage or passive concern, but in understanding how change truly happens, through ordinary people making extraordinary commitments to solving specific problems. We've been taught a dangerously misleading story about human progress, that history moves steadily upward, from barbarism to civilization, from injustice to justice. This Instagramification of history jumps from highlight to highlight, obscuring the messy reality of how societies actually evolve. When historian Leopold von Ranke created the first exhaustive timeline of world history, he discovered something shocking. Human history resembled the jagged Himalayas, sharp peaks of progress followed by devastating valleys of regression. We're currently experiencing what I call the dip, a period of regression following significant progress. The election of America's first black president threatened established power structures, and the backlash was predictable to anyone familiar with historical patterns. Understanding this cycle doesn't mean accepting it. It means recognizing that our current struggles aren't anomalies, but part of an ongoing battle between progress and regression. Deep inside each of us lies a longing to improve the world, yet most never translate this desire into action. The difference between changemakers and wishful thinkers starts with a profound commitment to solving a specific problem, approaching it with the urgency of a midnight emergency. My purpose emerged at Morehouse College, where black excellence shaped my voice. The killing of Amadou Diallo by NYPD officers sparked campus protests. After graduation, I chose service through teaching and youth counseling. The 2014 murders of Eric Garner, Michael Brown, and others solidified my calling. Like parenting, activism is learned by doing. Research, leading organizations, follow key voices, and connect with local chapters through proper volunteer channels. Respect organizational processes and prove your reliability through small tasks, listening more than speaking, and embracing foundational work. As Howard Thurman said, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and go do that." Your unique talents, whether in writing, design, organizing, healing, teaching, or technology, are essential to the movement. When witnessing injustice, our minds create protective excuses. Here are responses to common barriers. "I'm too young." Youth have driven every major social movement. Claudette Colvin refused to give up her bus seat at 15, and in 1963, Birmingham's protests saw 973 children arrested in America's largest mass child arrest. "I'm too old." Age provides wisdom, connections, and resources. Harry Belafonte guided activists worldwide into his 90s, demonstrating the power of multi-generational action. "I'm too busy." Change needs intentional time. Just 90 minutes daily, 10% of waking hours, can create significant impact while maintaining commitments. "I don't know where to begin." Connect with existing organizations and study the issue. Starting requires closing knowledge gaps more than finding direction. "I'm afraid of failure." Failure is essential to progress. Barack Obama lost his first congressional race, and Bernie Sanders lost 5 elections before winning Burlington's mayorship. Success comes from staying in the game. After witnessing limited progress despite intense activism against police brutality in 2014-2015, I studied how change happens. The status quo, built over centuries to preserve power, doesn't yield to righteousness alone. Successful movements require three essential elements: energized people, organized people, and sophisticated plans. Each component is vital. Energized people create initial momentum, typically emerging after acts of oppression. Yet hashtag Black Lives Matter's 2014 energy didn't secure justice without officer convictions. Energy alone proves unsustainable. Organization transforms fleeting moments into lasting movements by effectively deploying people's skills. Understanding your community helps identify writers, cooks, and data experts for different movement needs. Sophisticated plans are crucial for addressing systemic problems. I learned this organizing Haiti earthquake relief in 2019. Sending 25,000 temporary tents without considering long-term needs left people living in deteriorating shelters years later. Better planning would have led to durable solutions like industrial-strength tents or permanent housing. Making change is hard, often thankless work. For those who take the world's pain personally, daily life can become overwhelming. While organizing provides catharsis, it can also lead to burnout. Audre Lorde's wisdom resonates. Caring for myself is not self-indulgence, it is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare. Though I understand this intellectually, I've struggled to practice it, having learned to value only serving others. Activism work can be deeply traumatic. Fighting against police brutality exposed me to racial slurs and death threats. Even my children's images were manipulated violently online. I unconsciously shut down emotionally, becoming distant from everyone. Therapy has been transformative. I now maintain a small circle of trusted friends, set boundaries, use music and comedy to reset, and work during peak energy hours. Your self-care path may differ, but you need one, not as defeat, but as recognition of your humanity. Since Black Lives Matter began, I've advocated for hundreds of families affected by police violence, learning hard lessons from early mistakes. Our work with Real Justice revealed uncomfortable truths when reform candidates lost to Republican incumbents in Democratic-leaning San Diego and Sacramento. Even white Democrats who supported Clinton favored tough-on-crime Republican DAs. We responded through self-reflection and shifted to public safety messaging, reframing police brutality and mass incarceration. This approach helped elect Wesley Bell as St. Louis County's first African-American DA and secured Rachel Rollins's historic Boston victory. Success demands learning from losses and embracing feedback. With radical honesty and reflection, you become more effective at creating change. Justice work isn't about perfection. It's about persistence and growth through failure. The movement needs activists who learn and persevere. What injustice keeps you awake at night? While you can care about many causes, focusing on one allows you to fight effectively and see its connections to other issues. Every activist started as a beginner, stuffing envelopes or attending their first protest. What set them apart was persistence. Choose your battle and commit, whether it's climate change, homelessness, or educational inequality. The world changes when ordinary people dedicate themselves to specific problems. Your contribution matters because you're willing to act.